Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. The young winter is here. The wind has teeth. We are experiencing early onset. It's not a dream, and it's not your imagination. It has begun. I wanted to ignore it. I wanted to believe that another week or two of 55 degrees and sunny would happen. But the old man has made himself clear, hasn't he? He's back. Frost scraping in the morning and the first slushy snows were a surprise. Why is that, by the way? Why in heaven's name are we always surprised by winter's return? Some kind of defense, I suppose, a defense that makes it easier to live north of the Mason-Dixon line. Anyway, the whole ball of wax showed up, didn't it? Last week of November and the temps are at January levels. The first day of deer season sported a wind chill of 2. I saw so many variations of camo fleece and blaze blibs this week. I felt like we were in a Cabela commercial. I found myself mouthing the usual disgruntled disclaimers. I'm not ready for this. It's way too soon. You know the litany of complaints. And while that is satisfying in its own way, it is not, as we say, sustainable. Spend more than a day or two railing against the inevitable, and you are wasting words, my friend. You are sighing in the face of a gale, whining instead of opening a wine that you like. It's here, and we need to buck up. The truth is, we love it. Or at least we love so many things about it. Wood fires, candle-lit supper conversations, new mittens, cassoulet, Main Street in lights, community singing. Calendars that count down to Christmas, dreidels and gelt, the anticipation of meeting the plane that brings your kids and their kids. Are you getting a tree this year? Will you cut your own? Or do you love it that you have your tree in a box in the attic and you don't have to deal with the needles and all that stuff? We have 4 big red boxes in the basement. We purchased them years ago to keep all our Christmas decorations in. That was a great idea. Thanks, hon. They are not labeled. Their color says it all. These boxes contain the love and wisdom and craft of our collective families. We try every year to hang as many of those tiny treasures as we can. I wish we had 10-foot ceilings so we could house a tree big enough for all of it. Marge Benson, that's Mary's mom, in her wisdom left us scenes from The Nutcracker to hang on the tree and intricate paper cutouts for our windows. Mary's grandma left us beautiful pincushion ornaments, large and fancy. They both understood the holiday and left us treasures for the tree. My dad taught us that Christmas is a great time to express your artistic judgment. Every year, while we were decorating the tree, he would turn out the lights and say, "Squint your eyes and look at it. You see any blank spots?" We did as he said, and we did. We did see blank spots. I loved that. We produced, every year, a tree with absolutely no blank spots when we were done. The best decorated tree in all of New York City. Mary and I still squint at our tree, as our daughter and her daughter do at theirs. The squint of judgment is in its 4th generation, and that makes me smile. Do you remember the delighted squeals that your kids make when they sled down a hill? How about the marvelous scrape, scrape, scrape sound of skates on rock-solid ice? How many snow angels and snow beings and snow forts have you made in your life? If we took the combined total of all the snow that we have used in our lives to make things, I bet it would be like, a bazillion tons or something, really. Do you like scarves and mittens and knit hats? I think a visitor from space would be stunned if she were to return here in December, after her last visit in June, to see us all 50% larger and fluffier, having no hair, fingers, or toes. All our parts covered by things that blur their distinction, sleek beings with skimpy coverings replaced by down-filled roly-polies showing precious little skin. We change with the seasons, don't we? Part of the fabric of living here. Early onset of winter has occurred, and I, for one, have decided to smile and nod and embrace the season, even though I now resemble a potato wearing a hat.